Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm trying to stay here. I feel like Dorothy today. The wind's blowing so strong, I'm afraid I'm in Kansas.
Oh, no.
You know,
it's not good.
It's always... You know, they always say the wind is strong in Kansas, you know, and the wind's blowing and things. We've only got a 30-minute show, and today is our 570th episode, so we're going to get started and do our birthday song.
Yeah, here we go, everybody. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right, it's like mostly all the ladies today. Miss Tina Brock, happy birthday. Eric and Michelle Crawford. I'm sorry, I don't know how I got Shepherd in there. Eric and Michelle Crawford. I don't know if it's Eric's birthday or Miss Michelle's. I haven't had a chance to look yet, but they have a joint Facebook account. Mike Miller, Sabri, Milena Steele, and Hannah Blevins, and that is my Facebook friend's birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
No, I don't have any today.
On famous birthdays, we have Christopher Melanoni. He's 55 years old. Then we have Emmy Lou Harris, 69 years old. Rodney King, born on this day in 1965 and passed away in 2012. I thought I'd see that all over Facebook. Buddy Ebsen, born on this day in 1908 and passed away in 2003. He is Jed Clampett from the Beverly Hillbillies. Mm-hmm. And that is our famous birthdays. Day in history, on this day in 1974, The Sting sweeps the Oscars, and ragtime composer Scott Joplin gets his due. So I don't know what that means. It's,
it was a movie.
Love of my life says, yeah, I have no idea what it is. Love of my life says it's a movie. So it was, I guess it swept the Oscars and got a big Oscar and everything on this day in 1974. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
Mary Paula.
I don't know. I've been scammed today, so I'm about to go nuts.
You've been what?
Scammed.
Yeah. What happened?
Because I'm just dumber than fuck. I got a private message from my cousin's mother, who I know. I know her personally, okay? Guess what? That she had gotten a $120,000 grant, and she saw my name, and yada, 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 yada. And then they wanted all this information, took a picture of my driver's license, and then after that, they wanted $650.
They wanted what?
$650, that's the fee to send me the check for $120,000.
You did
so
not qualify.
No, I didn't. That's when I stopped, but they still got a picture of my driver's license, so I'm going to take my phone to the sheriff's office and show them all of it.
Yeah, and I would too, Paul.
And the guy called me, and he's a fucking foreigner, and I was smart enough to record part of it, though.
No, you don't ever get out any information like that, Paula, over the phone. It's untelling who it is.
Oh, man,
You didn't give any Social Security numbers or anything, did you?
No, I didn't give them my bank. I didn't give them the Social Security number or my banking number. You know, I do have more sense than that, but I did. They do have a picture of my driver's license.
Right.
And I thought $120,000, I could fix my house. I could get a car. You know.
Yeah. That never happens.
Oh, I know. But I called Carrie. If Carrie had took the time to talk to her old mama for 2 minutes, then I wouldn't have gone further with it. But she didn't. So there's that. And then bitched her out for that. But she did. She did change my passwords on my Facebook and my Yahoo account. Cause see, they wanted passwords.
Ah.
Really?
Yeah, so I've done changed them. Or Carrie's done changed them because I don't fucking know how to do none of it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what can they do with your license? They really can't do anything with that, can they?
I don't know. That's why I'm going to go to the sheriff's office and see it. I'm going to go to the bride. And then I got a voice message like saying that said that my internet wasn't secure anymore. So I don't know. I'm going to go take, after the show, I'm going to go. I don't think the sheriff's office is open today, but it's right across the street from Verizon, so I'm going to see anyways, you know, and it's tater day, mm-hmm. So I may go see if I can find my sheriff. Hey, Kevin, this old woman was really stupid. Look what I done, you know, because most of the cops know me. I just probably won't wear the pot shirt when I go do this. I just probably won't. Not this time, because they'll look at that. Yeah, if you didn't use pot, you wouldn't be so stupid. I know it's because I hadn't smoked my pot. How come I'm stupid?
That's what I say when I filled my Honda up with diesel. Yeah, I pulled up to a gas station one morning, headed to the doctor, and I slapped that son of a bitch plumb full of diesel, and they was like, "Well, damn." And when I finally got to the doctor's office, he's like, "Oh, you smoking pot this morning, huh?" I said, "No, that was the damn problem. I didn't smoke no damn pot this morning."
That's right.
And I said, you see what the hell I done? I filled the son of a bitch up with damn diesel. It's funny stuff.
I do more shit when I ain't stoned.
On the question of the day, is, and I've not seen anybody answer it, what classification is marijuana considered, Miss Jolene?
Well, let Paula answer that. She should know that.
Paula.
I would say Schedule 1.
There you go.
That is it, Paula. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Paula got the answer.
Don't put $120,000. No. All I got to do is $150,000.
Yes, send us all of your banking information and your passwords. Paula, I just hope nothing comes of that. I don't think they can.
Oh, me too.
Just with your license, I don't think.
You know, they didn't tell me that it was going to cost anything until after they got all the information. And then, see, I went back to and messaged my cousin. I said, "You didn't tell me it was going to fucking cost $650. Oh, yes, I did. No, you fucking didn't, bitch. I'm calling the law.
Did she do it?
She said she done it, but Carrie thinks that her account was hacked. It was probably the same people.
She said she did. She messaged
me and said she heard the good news. I said, "No, what?" And she got all this money. And then she went on the list and that I was also a winner, too. I needed to call this number to see if it's true. Well,
so
I fucking believed her.
She just goes on a list? She just goes on a list?
She said that the names were on this list. And I called the number.
Oh,
you ought to call the number just to see if you're on the list and see if they do you the same thing.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, I've had a couple of people. Let me see. I don't even think. You know, I mean, I had somebody that's been sending me inboxes, and they say, "I just wanted to ask you if you hear about the good news." No, motherfucker, I ain't hear about no good news. And you know what I do to them people? I automatically block them people.
Well, see,
I
knew her. Rebecca, but I know her personally is the only reason I believed her.
Well,
you know, she ain't just a friend. She's a for real person I know.
But if she sent the money, what happened? Nothing?
She said she got the $120,000, and then she she messaged me back. I will give you $500 of it. I guess you don't want the blessed opportunity. And
okay,
that's when
it sounds like somebody hacked her account.
Well,
yeah,
that's what Carrie reported the account as being hacked.
Yep, it
that's
has
exactly
been.
That's exactly what
been
it
hacked.
Is. That's the. They hacked her and then came after you because you knew her and somebody that you would trust and you would do the same thing.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And the number is 937-342-3676. You ought to call it and see what happens.
Wow.
Everybody.
If they get too hot after that number, I'm sure it's easily changed.
Yeah, it could be. But that number is 937-342-3676 if you want to know if you won $120,000 from the fucking UN.
Well, that's actually the number that I've got blocked on my that's the same number that I've got blocked on my phone because they've been calling me with that very same number saying they're the IRS and suing me.
Oh, well, see, they're with the United Nations and going to give me a $120,000 grant.
Where did this shit come from? I don't get any of this stuff, thank God, but where does this shit come from? Is it the people on your friend list? Has to do with your friend list, you guys.
Well, but see, I know this
person
for real.
The Trade Commission.
Yeah, but they packed hers.
Yeah, they packed her,
Paula.
I'm going to call my senator, Danny Carroll, since he will talk to me. My representative will. Of course, he's a worthless piece of shit prick that don't never call you back. He just sits up there in Frankfurt and looks pretty.
Wow.
Right. You know there was a bill?
$120,000, I could even buy some pot.
There was a bill this year that we had hit the floor, the Senate and the House. I guess that maybe it's going on to the governor. And I just keep hearing about all these damn bills. It just infuriates me. And it's a bill to do away with the ladies. You know, we've got a lot of ladies that like to have their children at home by a midwife. You know, the old midwives are nurse practitioners. You know, I mean, they actually have a medical degree, these little old ladies do, and things. But they have got, you know, they've got a bill that passed the Senate and the House. I'll have to get back with this girl to find out what the number on was. It because she had all five of her children at home, and things. But now they want to do away with, you know, with the midwives and you having your child at home. It's like, really?
Well, that's because they don't get the money that it takes to, you know, give birth in a hospital. They're not going to get that money. I think it should be a one
per person. I thought that bill was in support of midwives, though.
No,
you should
Paula,
be able to
no.
have your child wherever you want to.
Yeah, me too, Jolene. I mean, they just got too damn personal in this country. And I'm going to talk about the hemp people this morning. The hemp people piss me off so fucking bad. I mean, I'm sorry, hemp people, but I mean, they piss me off so bad when they're out there and they're telling everybody, and it hits my news feed, that hemp and marijuana are two different plants and went as far as even saying they're a cousin. Well, I would never say that they're a cousin. I would say they're like a husband and a wife. And let me tell you why I say it's like a husband and a wife. Hemp is nothing but a male plant that bears seed. That's all that male plant does. He bears seed. What do you need seed for? To keep planting? Keep planting. You can't, you know, you can smoke it, but you ain't going to get any buzz from it because even though if it's sitting right there by a high concentrate female, that male is still not, he's a seed barrier. He bears seed. The female. She flowers. She makes these big, beautiful flowers, and that's what we make our medicine out of. So it's like a husband and a wife. They're not cousins.
They are the same plant. Everybody wants to keep on. Oh, they're not the same plant. Yes, they are the same plant. One's a male, one's a female. It's the same damn plant. One produces seed and one produces flower. You know, it's just like a man and a woman. A man, what does a man do to a woman? He produces a seed.
And he has balls.
And he's got balls, yeah. The male plant has balls, you know. Look at the female. When she flowers, she has hair. Follicles that sticks up there. A lot of people call the resin gland. You can see the resin off of the hairs on it. So, I mean, it's like, man, what is wrong with you people lying to people? You know, stop lying to people. Damn. Learn to educate yourself. You know, I hear people say, oh, I stand for the hemp plant, but I'm definitely against the marijuana plant. It's the same damn plant, idiot. Same damn plant. One's a male, one's a female. Which plant are you talking about when you're talking about marijuana? Are you talking about the male or the female? You know.
I'm for both of them.
Me too, Jolene.
But both of them has very valuable resources.
Absolutely, Jolene. You know, and they want to go on, and I see a lot of hemp people. Oh, you know, I don't stand for the marijuana plant. I'm thinking, dude, well, you got hemp there. You know, you've got hemp. You've got the male plant. I mean, you are a marijuana supporter, whether you want to admit it or not. You know, craziness. Yeah, I guess we're
going to. And they keep wanting to say that the hemp CBD oil is the same as the one from the Cure, and it's not.
Right. We got 2 minutes and 30 seconds of audio that Miss Jolene's going to play. It's called Policing for Profit, the Abuse of Civil Asset Forfeiture. And it's only 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and then we'll have time to come back and play our 420 song. So we'll be right back.
Here we go.
If police suspect that you committed a crime, they can arrest you and put you on trial. At that trial, prosecutors must prove you are guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. But if police suspect your car was involved in a crime, they can take it, sell it, and in most places, pocket the proceeds to pad their budgets. They need not prove you committed any crime or even arrest you to take your property away. Welcome to the upside-down world of civil asset forfeiture. With civil forfeiture, your property is guilty until you prove it innocent to get it back. And because most state and federal laws allow police and prosecutors to pocket the proceeds, they have a big incentive to pursue profits, not justice. How big? In 1986, the Justice Department's forfeiture fund took in $94 million. Now, it has more than a billion. State and local agencies receive forfeiture funds too. But we don't know how much because most states don't publicly report on forfeiture. No surprise, abuse is rampant. One New York police department spent forfeiture funds on food, gifts, and entertainment. In Georgia, forfeiture funds paid for football tickets for a DA's office. And a DA in Texas used forfeiture dollars to buy TV ads for his re-election campaign. Meanwhile, citizens are seeing cash, cars, and other property taken away for the flimsiest of reasons. Carrying too much cash? Police can accuse you of selling drugs or laundering money and seize it. No conviction or even arrest required. An Institute for Justice study grades state laws on how well they protect people from wrongful forfeitures. Only 3 states receive a B or better. The rest range from mediocre to awful. And so does federal law. Worse, a federal legal loophole allows police and prosecutors to bypass state protections and keep pocketing forfeiture money. IJ's research shows that the easier and more profitable these laws make forfeiture, the more it is used and abused. It's time to end civil forfeiture. People shouldn't have their property taken away without being convicted of a crime. And law enforcement shouldn't be policing for profit.
Ain't that enough to make your blood pressure blow your head plumb off of your
body?
Wow.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And their quotas that they do, that is policing for profit when they do their roadblocks so they can make their quota.
Mm-hmm. Billions, a billion-dollar profit system where they where they say you have to prove that your property is innocent.
Yeah. How do you do that when you haven't done anything to begin with?
Right, Jolene. Oh, it's crazy. Big shout out
to
you, Robin.
It's 420. It's 420.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
We'll be right back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Take us away, Miss Jolene.
Yeah, pass.
Yeah.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke, while you have a beer. Toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die from stress or learn to let it all go. Lots of state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw. Great, great little song. I've actually got another song to play, but I haven't got time to play it today, so maybe we'll play it tomorrow from the Beat Daddies. Been Thinking. So Beat Daddies, Larry Grisham will play that for you tomorrow. The shout-out today is Jared Alloway, Marijuana is Safer Than Alcohol in Seattle, Washington. Sally Bowman, Tommy Vaughn, Gina Carpenter, she's with KCFC. Judy Park Major, Michael Patterson, Pioneer Paula, Kentucky Blue Blood, thank you so much, Occupy Kentucky. And she said they just started smoking in front of the White House protesting to free the weed. Oh, my God, that's great.
Beautiful. And I'm smoking right with them, right here.
I mean, that is great news.
So
I mean,
it's all gone today.
Oh, yeah, that's just great. She's given us a Twitter. It's twitter.com/officialjoeif. It's wild. 55 degrees here and cloudy and 26 mile an hour winds. It sounds like 100 mile an hour winds. Miss Jolene.
Here it is 55 and sunny. Beautiful.
Oh, wow. And Pioneer Paula.
59, windy and partly sunny.
Oh, wow. Man. I'll tell you.
Supposed to get 65 tomorrow, though.
Me too, in solidarity, said Kentucky Blue Blood. Man, I mean, that's great news. That's absolutely great news. I mean, go to the protesters, you know. I mean, hell, that's just great.
absolutely great. I'd watched a documentary earlier and things, and watched some things where this woman, I can't remember what her name is, but I did share the link up on my page where they're doing an interview with her and things, and she's a holistic doctor, which is, you know, believes in nothing but natural herbs and things, and she was talking about the 29 doctors that had mysteriously died, supposedly committed suicide some, and, you know, they won't even really investigate it, you know, and it's like, well, why? Why is all these people that's trying to teach this stuff that the natural things is bad, and why are they disappearing and dying and finding suicide? I mean, man, it's a lot. Police not allowing a 51-foot joint near the White House. Really? They got a 51-foot joint? evidently somebody at the White House has a 51-foot joint, and they're not allowing it near the White House.
Well, won't they arrest them for having it in public like that? I mean, I think it's cool what they're doing. Don't get me wrong, but will they get arrested?
Well, isn't it legal up there?
Well,
yeah, it's legal.
But that doesn't mean you can do it in public. That's just like, you know, you can't carry beer out like that. You know what I'm saying? If it's legal, you still can't do it out in public.
Put it in a Coke bottle like most people do.
She says there's a picture of it on Twitter of that 51-foot joint near the White House. It's so cool.
Said it is a large protest. That's awesome.
Oh, that is great. That is
bigger,
great.
Bigger the better.
Hash Bash is actually going on. I seen Robert there a while ago posting some pictures of and Mark Gamble sharing them also where, you know, Hash Bash is going on. And, man, it was big. It was a big-ass crowd. I said, you know, if we could get people like that, and I'm like, Mark, if we could get them kind of people in Frankfurt down there, you know.
Are you reading Kentucky Blue Bloods?
What'd she say? We are waiting to see
if they are in arrest. They all lit up at the same time.
Oh, my. I'll tell you what that. Yeah, they'll probably arrest them protesters, but yes, you'll have these other jackasses that's protesting, that's violent and busting and hoarding, not hoarding, but looting and all that shit, and they'll allow them people to do that. But they'll probably arrest them people, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
just for lighting up a joint,
That's how messed up our system is and our country, you know. I mean, my prayers and thoughts is with every one of them. I mean, man. I wish them all the luck and thank them, each and every one of them, for standing up and fighting and protesting, you know. Wish I was closer myself. You know, if I was closer, I'd be right there today myself, you know. I don't know. Craziness. I mean, you know, it just goes over and over in my head. Hey, you liking this police state, you know, because that was one of Gatewood's big thanks all the time. Hey, y'all liking this police state, you know, police state.
Right.
I want to thank you again, Kentucky Blue Bloods, for all the information and thanks. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you, Pioneer Paula. Thank the love of my life. Thank you, Miss Jolene. And we'll be back tomorrow with another 30-minute show, and we'll play some Beat Daddies tomorrow. Ben Thanking is the name of it. Love those guys. Sorry about that, Larry. We just didn't have enough time today, but everybody have a good evening. No drinking and driving tonight. It is Thursday. Smoking, driving, nothing driving. There's other people out there. Activists smoking weed outside the White House are cheering as police walk by and no arrest. Best news ever. God bless everybody. Love everybody. Miss Jolene's going to take us away.
Bye, everybody. Have a fun, safe Saturday. Bye-bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.